Good morning, I'm Mitch Bertlieb, and this is VPR News. Bernie Sanders' top campaign officials say tonight's debate could be a turning point in Sanders' efforts to become the Democratic nominee for president. Jeff Weaver is a senior campaign advisor, and he says there is a lot on the line for the 78-year-old Sanders at his first campaign event since having a heart attack 2 weeks ago in Las Vegas.
Look, it's very important. There's been a lot of doubt cast, particularly by some in the national media, to be honest. The truth of the matter is there will be a lot of folks viewing the debate to see how Bernie's doing. And, I think folks are going to be pleasantly surprised by the vitality and vigor that they see from Bernie Sanders.
Sanders plans to return to the campaign trail this weekend. He will appear at Saturday afternoon, an event in New York City that's billed as the Bernie's Back Rally. Executive pay within the UVM Health Network aligns closely with similar health systems across the country. Marta Murphy is a member of the UVM Health Network board, and she says the health network hired a consulting firm to compare UVM to 30 other health networks.
I don't think it left us feeling we were overpaying anybody, but at the same time treating them fairly.
Hospital CEO Dr. John Brumstead made a little over $2 million last year, and 15 staff members made more than $500,000. Invasive zebra mussels have spread to another Vermont lake. The Department of Environmental Conservation confirmed Monday that the mollusks have been found in Lake Dunmore in Addison County. Zebra mussels harm a lake's ecosystem by reducing food supplies for native species, according to the department, and they can also damage infrastructure, such as underwater pipes. The species was first found in Lake Champlain in 1993. It's since been found in Lake Bomazeen and Lake Memphremagog. Environmental officials urge boaters to help stop the spread of zebra mussels by carefully cleaning their boats before moving them between different bodies of water. Vermont regulators plan to file a motion later this month aimed at saving a state-run office that oversees EB5 development projects in the state. Earlier this month, federal officials upheld a decision that ruled the Vermont Regional Center must be shut down. The Regional Center oversaw EB5 projects in the Northeast Kingdom that led to fraud charges against several developers. Officials with Vermont's Department of Financial Regulation have argued the center should wind down gradually since it oversees some projects that are still in progress. The department plans to file a motion to reconsider on October 25th. Eye in the sky forecast for today. It'll be sunny, a nice day ahead, a bit cooler, highs in the low to mid-50s.